Welcome to A Look in the Book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bob Away Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 17, as we take a look in the book.
Chapter 10, verses 17 through 31, and it reads like this out of the King James Bible. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what must I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master," somebody say master.
Master.
"Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were astonished at these words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, "Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they was astonished out of measures, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Then Peter began to say unto him, "Lord, we have left all and have followed thee." And Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first." I want to talk with you on this subject: the money or the master. the money or the master? Hold up one moment now. I need you to do something for me this morning. I need you to ask two or three people, are you running after the money or the master? Which one are you running after? The money or the master. Y'all praying for me this morning in the house of the Lord. The money or the master. On yesterday in our leadership class, I was trying to prepare our leaders for the next phase. Not only for the next phase right here at the church, but the next phase in our world. Because our world is changing, particularly our country has changed. And our country is changing. And our country will be changing even more in the future. And so we must be ready for those changes. For instance, in America, we have a system of government called capitalism. It's the form of our government, which basically says that everything is privately own. It is different from communism, where everything is commonly shared. In capitalism, you can go from one class to the next class. That's the beauty of capitalism. You may start out in the low class economically. But if you work hard, you can move on up into the middle class. And if you keep on working a little bit harder, you can move on up even to the upper class. Now, that's how it used to be in America, but America is even changing. Because even in capitalism now, they have added two more classes and eliminated one class. They have added at the top a super rich, and then they have added at the bottom permanent and underclass a super poor. And they are doing away with the middle class. And so it's making it a lot harder now, even in the capitalistic society, to graduate from one class into the next class. And because of that, people are feeling somewhat trapped. People are somewhat angry because they can't progress anymore like their parents and previous generation used to. Particularly those down at the bottom. For the first time in history, we have now what is called a permanent underclass. Folks that are born poor and they're going to stay poor the rest of their life, never having hope to move to the next class up. This is the first time in history that we are now seeing the permanent underclass. And they are going to be in that underclass because the system has locked them into that particular class. For instance, there are folks who have gotten out of jail, and because they have a felony record, it's hard for them to get a job. It's hard for them to make it. As a result, they end up selling drugs or get back on the street. The very thing that sent them to jail, they end up doing the same thing all over again. All because they feel a sense of hopelessness and helplessness. They feel trapped, and they are locked in that permanent underclass by design. Then there are people who have mental problems. And because of their mental capabilities, they cannot move up from the underclass to the next class. As a result, they are locked in the permanent underclass. And then there are those who, at one time, they was in the low class getting welfare, but their welfare done ran out, and now they are going down to the permanent underclass. And so we got some that can't make it out because of other liabilities or limitations, such as education. And they can't get out of that permanent underclass. And because they have gotten so frustrated with the system, we are seeing white and black now buck the system. We are seeing black folks out there hitting the streets because they're upset now with the system. And we are seeing poor whites going to Donald Trump rallies because they are upset with the system. So we are seeing the folks at the bottom begin to start rising up because they are upset now with the system. Because America no longer looks like a capitalistic country. We are becoming more communistic in our form of government. And people feel a sense of entrapment. And if you ask those folks at the bottom, what is one wish, one thing that you would wish for? And they would tell you, I wish I was rich. Yeah. That way I could fight the system. I wouldn't have to deal with the system. I would have enough money to get out of even the system. Anywhere you go in the world, particularly third world countries, that folks are trapped because of the system in a permanent underclass, and you ask them that question, what one thing that you wish for? They would tell you, I wish I could be rich to get out of the system. I don't care where you go to Africa. And ask those poor folks in Africa, what is one thing you wish for? They would tell you, I wish I was rich. Go to Asia and ask those poor folks over there in Asia, and they'll tell you, I wish I was rich. Go even to Europe and those various different European countries and find those permanent underclass, and they'll tell you, I wish that I was rich. You don't have to do that, because that's going to cost you a lot of money to go to Europe. Go to any inner city and go find some poor folks in the inner city and ask them that one question, what thing that you wish for? They will tell you, I wish I was rich. I wish I had some money to get out of this permanent underclass. Well, we don't even have to go there. We can, if I took a survey this morning, right in this room this morning, and say, listen, if you had one wish, what one thing that you would wish for, I guarantee you a lot of folks would wish they had some more money. A lot of folks would wish that they was rich. But before you cash in on your wish, I think we need to hear what Jesus done said. Because Jesus, he talks a lot about hell, and he talks a lot about riches. And most of the time when Jesus talks about riches, he talks about the danger of riches. Yeah. I know that a lot of prosperity preachers and stuff that say, well, you know, Jesus talked about money. Yeah, but most of the time when Jesus talk about money, read it carefully, he's going to tell you about the dangers of money. Most of the time when Jesus talks about money, he don't put money in a positive light. Oh, it's getting awfully quiet this morning. Amen. I thought that I was still talking this morning about marriage and stuff. Amen. It got quiet like that last week when I was talking about marriage. Lord have mercy. Look, when you look at this text, I want you to see four dangers of riches. And then I want to give you three takeaway points at the end, all right? I just want you to see, first of all, some dangers of riches. Y'all going to go with me this morning. I'm going to have to go by myself. So hold on to your wish now. Hold on to your wish until I finish preaching this sermon. First of all, your riches can fool you. That's the first danger of riches. Your riches can fool you. See, riches create a sense of security. Riches make you think you got it together and you really don't have it together. Riches can make you think that I'm okay and everything ain't okay. This man basically thought, this young ruler, when he came to Jesus, he basically thought that he had everything together. But Jesus said, wait a minute, brother, you're lacking one thing. You ain't got it together. Even though you know your Bible, just knowing your Bible don't get you into heaven. Just going to church don't get you into heaven. Just because you can quote scripture, that don't get you into heaven. You can pay your tithes even every Sunday, but that don't get you into heaven. Lord have mercy. Notice this man, he says, what must I do in verse number 17 at the end that I may inherit eternal life? When we're talking about eternal life, we're not talking about the longevity of life. See, everybody gonna live forever. Yeah, whether you good or bad, happy or sad, whether you right or wrong, you're going to live forever. Whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, you're going to live forever. But the question is, where are you going to live forever? Are you going to live in heaven and have eternal life? Because eternal life, we're talking about the quality of life. We're talking about the best of life. This man wanted the best of life. He wanted the life that God gives, because God is the eternal God, and he wanted the life that God gives, eternal life. He wanted to go to heaven. And he thought that he could do something to get him in. He said, is that what your Bible said? He said, what must I do that I may inherit eternal life? Well, we got to stop right there, because you can't do nothing to get into heaven now. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. Did you hear what I said earlier about you? You know, it don't matter whether you paid your tithes. It don't matter whether you came to church. It don't matter, you know, whether or not you know the Bible and all of that. That don't get you in. Just knowing stuff and doing stuff, that don't get you in. This fella, he thought, actually, he was already in, to tell you the truth, with his attitude. How do I know? He said, what must I do that I may inherit? You inherit something because you're part of the family. He thought that he was already in God's family. He said, now, so what do I need to do to get my blessing? I'm already there, so just tell me, what do I need? But Jesus had to put the brakes on him. You ain't in the family yet, brother. You're missing out. on one thing. And Jesus even asked the question, why call it me good? There's none good but God, but one, that's God. In other words, Jesus had to hold him up. Do you recognize who you're talking to, brother? There ain't number one person that can ever be called good, and that's God. Do you see me as God? Lord, have mercy. Jesus here is challenging this brother because Jesus knew that his riches had fooled him. Oh, see, riches can make you feel like you're safe, and you're not. Riches can make you feel like you are saved and you lost. Hold your place right there. Put a piece of paper or something and turn with me to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Can we go over to the book of Revelation chapter 3 right quick? Are y'all with me, Bible way? I ain't got to my takeaway points yet. I'm just trying to show you the danger of riches. Chapter 3, verse number 15. We'll pick up there. This is dealing with the church of Laodicea. Notice what Jesus says, beginning with verse number 15. He says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, somebody ought to say lukewarm. And neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Why? Because thou said, now this was your opinion of yourself, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. That was your opinion. But look at Jesus' opinion. He said, and know it not that thou art wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Jesus said, you're in bad shape even though you're rich. Listen, you can think you got it together, but you don't know if you got it together until you stand before God. See, regardless what man say, it don't matter what man say. What matters is what the Lord say. See, that's the danger of riches. Your riches can fool you. But let me rush on before I end up preaching a sermon on that. Number two, your riches can make you more selfish. Y'all gonna let me preach this morning? Y'all gonna help me to preach this? Your riches can make you more selfish. Now, you're already selfish. When you come here as a baby ain't thinking about you sleeping and in the bed. Sent down glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinthebook.com. Again, that is alookinthebook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.